Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, on this wonderful existence we call Eden, a gift from God, a treasure to behold, something to cherish forever, no matter what they try to do to us. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. Sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour Cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're taking on the forces of evil clear across the land. In the second hour, we'll be joined by our guest, Jeffrey Matt, to continue a little further down the rabbit hole of evil to see what they have planned for us, because their plans are readily available, better interpreted by a fine mind like his, and onward, Christian soldiers. We have a surprise guest. We'll see if he can add something to debate. Can you play our surprise guest for us?
Happy to take questions, if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Am I off? No, we don't want him to talk.
They don't want him to talk. But we want to talk. Power Hour Nation wants to talk, and people want to listen. People want to hear. People want to spread the word, because the word has power. And with that power, we can overwhelm the enemies that are trying to destroy the republic and every nation that stands, to try to denigrate human society and absolutely obliterate the human body by the most insidious of attacks possible, a full frontal assault on the DNA of your body to turn you into quivering, shivering pieces of plastic jello. And that's the long-term objective of all the goo that comes in that vaccine. And sometimes even just having a basic understanding or knowledge of children's tales and fables and sayings and stuff like that. Because in the days of the great plagues in Europe, the children would sing songs like Ring Around the Rosie. It was a plague song. Or you could go to the Halloween epic Trick or Treat, Smell My Feet, Bill Gates Gave Me Something Good to Eat. And you feast. Not Power Hour listeners mostly, but most of the rest of the world wants to feast. Feast on this diabolical hell of evil and ingest it into their bodies and turn it upside down. It boggles my mind that people could be so easily deceived. But I guess that's part of the great process, is we are being shaped and molded for another great Passover. And blood on the doorposts isn't going to be the signal. It'll be the DNA that survives, the pure, wholesome, healthy DNA. And the tampered and diluted will be destroyed, perhaps slowly at first, and then the pace will quick up. And there'll be wholesale mass obliteration of many people on this planet, because this material they're putting in your body is a bioweapon. And it'll shred your DNA and rip you apart and make you severely weakened as far as the immune system goes, to protect yourself from infection, but even worse, to get into key parts of your body with an ape-like creation that mimics human cell tissue, to allow it to dysfunction. There was a great, great conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Health and Freedom Conference. A friend sent me a video of that, 12 hours long, and all the greats were there. And then they did it another day, another 12 hours. And, you know, those are good long sessions. And as the host said, for a lot of people, it took 5 hours to drive there and then 12 hours to listen to this. And it was a power. It was a power. And it ended with a burn the mask ceremony, which is not only symbolic, but very useful, because that is one of the key objects, not just to your enslavement, but to your demise. Everything they're doing to you is designed to weaken the castle wall, your immune system, and allow the enemy to get inside and decimate you. And it's beyond belief that people can be so gullible. But P.T. Barnum said a long time ago, there's a sucker born every minute. In this modern era, probably 100,000 a second are falling for some of these old tricks. I didn't have time to go through all the things, but at random, I picked a couple of good ones. Christina Northrup, the doctor, did a great 20-some-odd minute presentation on the plague and what this injection does to you. And it was humorous, because she just goes, what could possibly go wrong, as she announces just the threats and dangers that are being put into your body? What could possibly go wrong? Well, you could never have children again, because there's something in there that is an ape, an image of the Sin Satan One. And that's a part of the body at the placenta that allows you to give birth. So this thing will never allow the female to give birth. They probably didn't tell you about that. And then there's another one that goes after the male sperm so that it's defective. And one of the most important things she mentioned is you can pick this junk up from other bodily fluids. So even if you're unvaccinated and you have relations with someone who is, that could be game over for you. And that's becoming a line in the sand for many couples. And it's probably going to be a line in the sand for human existence. Because as this pans out, and we have a large segment of the population that are contaminated, they will most likely, whatever survives of them, have to be isolated to protect the rest of the herd that remained faithful. And that will come down to a basic survival process. They don't have to be beaten, abused, or whatever, but they will have to be held like lepers in some sort of quarantine to protect us, the survivors, because we can't contaminate the gene pool or our body. She gave an example of a mother who was vaccinated, breastfeeding her baby that wasn't 6 months old, and the baby died. But of course, that could have nothing to do with the injection. And then many of the doctors make light of the fact, like if you fell out of an airplane without a parachute and you crashed into the ground, your cause of death would be COVID, because that's how they're jugging the books. We have to be aware of that and understand that when you're at war, you're in max of disinformation warfare, because you can't let the enemy know about your strengths, your weaknesses, your victories. So everything has to become a lie. It's fundamental. And most of humanity is extremely ignorant of these types of things. I got in a big argument, not that that's hard to do for me, about things that are going on in the world. And one of the blessings from it was I came up with a new Georgism. Naivete is a defense mechanism, not a defense strategy. So if you're going to have a defense strategy, you got to hook that brain to the horses and get it going and pull it out of the muck and mire and start using it, thinking independently and critically and challenging things that are coming your way, because the enemy is using every dirty trick under the sun to destroy you. And just sitting around twiddling your thumbs isn't going to win the fight. That's why it was so great to see segments of that Health and Freedom Conference, because you have thousands and thousands of people in a big stadium, you know, open air place of some sort, and it was just phenomenal to hear the cheering and the joviality, the faith, the songs. It was just absolutely remarkable. So I'd highly recommend it. I think it's on Pete Santilli's website in total. And, you know, you can go through a big file of who was there and their backgrounds and just stand amazed. One woman I hadn't come across before was Lee Dundas, human rights lawyer from California. Her mouth is a machine gun. 50 caliber belt fed, just boom. And for good reason, because many of these things she goes to have time limits. So she went to the Orange County School Board, you know, inquisition about forced vaccination and had 3 minutes to speak and probably put 9 minutes of talk in that 3 minutes. It was brilliant. And just laid it on the line to them that this is Hitler stuff. Using humans without their consent in medical trials is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, federal law in the United States, state law, and probably in any other jurisdiction you may reside in. And that's something to take to heart, very much to take to heart. And we're the ones who have to stand up if we're going to have any semblance. It's not that Paul Revere has to ride. It's that people have to hear the call and answer it, or all is lost. Another speaker I listened to was Jeffrey Prather, former DIA, DEA, retired Army major. Beautiful, motivational stuff to help you understand your place in God's will and your duty as a human being in dealing with this. So I highly recommend that as well. Then I watched a great video with Dr. Ryan Cole telling the truth about COVID, and his was kind of funny. He does it in a very lighthearted thing. The master key to your immune system is vitamin D. And as I recall, it gets like 200 functions in your body kickstarted and going. What do you want? For people who are in denial or believe the propaganda that you don't need vitamins in your body, I refer back to the Royal Navy days or any old sailing days when you didn't have vitamin C and you got scurvy. They didn't even know what vitamin C was. People just got sick, very sick, and then they died. And they didn't know why exactly. Somebody figured it out, a Royal Navy surgeon, and he wrote it down, sent it to the Admiralty, and it was lost in File 13. And I can't remember if it took 50 or 100 years more for someone else to discover the same matter. And then the British put vitamin C in the rum. They called it grog. And some of that vitamin C probably came from far-off places where they had limes, and then they called the Brits limeys. So they named the whole culture of the country after the cure. And no one probably even knows that anymore in Britain. That's why they called you a limey. And now we have vitamin D being the master key. And we're lining people up to stick them in some type of intensive care torture where they're just going to most likely die. And we're not building up the defenses of the castle wall, the vitamins. And most of the doctors who go through this stuff load up on vitamin D, say 10,000 international units a day. Keeps the doctor away, even if you're a doctor. So that's your primary defense weapon. Primary. And that's what God gave you. So these fools who tell you that it's no good, it's kind of like, you know, someone who's very not technically involved sees an automobile. And somebody pours something in the fuel tank. It starts and it goes. Cool. I don't have to walk. I don't have to carry burdens. But you have no idea what that liquid is or where it came from. But one thing you can trust, Dr. Fauci, the American government, the pharmaceutical industry, and anyone else that comes along that's part of this scam, is they never tell you it was gasoline. Coca-Cola, beer, urine, you know, pick something, water, grapefruit juice. Just keep piling stuff in there. And every time you got to do an overhaul on that motor, you know you picked the wrong thing. Because it was supposed to be gasoline. That's what it was invented for. And just like our bodies, it's what they were created for, to have these vitamins. And guess what? It works. And the human engine runs and purrs like a kitten. With no fear. Fear is only created by these monsters to take us apart. And part of my argument, which just got my blood boiling, is a man comes to me, who I like, and we had new lockdown crap come out in here in Ontario, Canada. Went over like a lead balloon. You could feel a pall of negative energy. Just Ontario is a big province. It was right across from side to side, top to bottom. Didn't matter who you are, what you believe in. You just felt this wave, like a pressure wave, knocking your breath out of your body. That's how badly it went down, because he was going to make laws to, you know, have the police do the German thing, you know, papers, police, to hunt you down, track you down, put you up against the wall, and just put a little bit extra pressure on you. And that didn't go over too well with people. So this gentleman said his daughter's suffering from this. She's got three children. They're going to close the playground. She can't go out. Can't get fresh air. Well, that's what Dr. Cole said. One of the most important things you can have is fresh air. It's important. So by keeping you locked up, they're preventing you from getting natural vitamin D from the sun. The spring's starting to come around and you actually get some. And make you wear the mask so you can't get fresh oxygen return. They're trying to make you sick. But this ploy really backfired. And it backfired in a way that I was just amazed, really, at the depth of it. I would expect, you know, maybe a little resistance here or there among some of the authorities. A lawyer in Alberta sent me a link to a site that, you know, laid out all the police services here in Ontario. They just flat out refused because they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, and this is anti-constitutional. And they included some of the biggest police departments in Ontario, Toronto, Peel region, some of the medium-sized communities like Peterborough, and even a small town where the Ontario Police College is Aylmer. And in their thing, they used bold letterhead, underlined, will not. So that was like a complete and total mutiny on behalf of the municipal police. The province controls our provincial police, which would be like your state police, and want them to whip the slaves into submission as much as possible. But for them, it's not going to be such an easy task, knowing that every municipal police force pretty much is not doing the same thing, and it makes you look like a goof if you try. Or worse than that, like a tyrant, a Gestapo. And we have to hope down the road in other provinces where they're closing churches and oppressing good, decent people, that the federal police, the RCMP, the QPF in Quebec, start to see the light, that there is a constitution, that there is a God, that there is a test of the emergency soul restoration system. And if you fail this test, you will be cast into the dung heap of history and whatever bots they put in your body. And those who pass the test, which I count on being most of the Power Hour Nation, will rise in glory to the Lord of hosts and be welcomed, that there will be honor among people, and the lecherous, treacherous scum and slime that have infested their way into positions of power will finally be cast aside and that good people can live in harmony as it was intended when we were created. What got me flustered with my adversary in debate was he was not the slightest bit open to listening to anything, which I'm sure a lot of you have found. And what floored me about that is he was a man who extolled freedom, who came from the Netherlands originally, and from his earliest years just revered the Canadian soldiers who liberated his country from the Nazis. I am the grandson of one of those soldiers. My grandfather's blood fertilized his soil. His friends' bodies still fertilize that soil. They didn't come home. I showed him pictures of the boys who didn't come home. And if there's anything that means anything, it's going to be the freedom to speak. Not to be cloistered in groupthink, to say, the science is settled, the leader has spoken. Leader means Führer in German. The Führer has spoken. That's the way it must be, and all must fall into line. And then the pressure comes out to force you. But I told him, what they're doing to your family, to your child and your grandchildren, is they're using the strategy of tension. It's in documents that the globalists have put out. We talked about SPARS before, this Johns Hopkins simulation. We'll talk about that more in the second hour. That it's a strategy of tension they're using on you. Make you submit. So to get out of house arrest and having your life turned upside down, you'll take the poison broth into your body and allow yourself to be changed into what the good doctor said at the conference is a cyborg. Do you want to be a cyborg? I don't. That's why I speak on Power Hour Nation.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Mm-hmm.
know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the second hour from Montreal, Jeffrey Matt, who's going to explain a lot of the details of Johns Hopkins and their terrible evil plots. If this chap thought I was a hellfire hellbrand by daring to question authority, that is a fundamental human right. That is the only thing that keeps the ship of state on course, especially when it's off course, and it's radically off course right now. And I take it as a given that everything the state says is a lie, because I understand at least a little bit of the classics. So sometimes if you understand just a couple of small points of things that you haven't studied in great detail, like Plato, that will do you well. The allegory of Plato's cave, the laws of logic, imperative to know that at least. And then one of the great short snippets, the rulers of state are the only persons who ought to have the privilege of lying either at home or abroad. They may be allowed to lie for the good of the state, in Plato's Republic, third volume. So I take it as a given when the state talks, they're lying all the time. And it's not so much for the good of the state. That could be noble, or otherwise known as the noble lie. It's generally for personal gain and profit, using the excuse of the state as a reason. I came across a hellbrand speaker on that, watching that conference in Tulsa, Leigh Dundas. And there's a short snippet of her speaking real fast at the Orange County School Board. Can we play that clip, Todd?
Leigh Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharz, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country. And it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions. And that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study. And then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death. Okay, and he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katya. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946, when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharish, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Your time is up.
I'm aware.
Don't you just love a person like that? She put like 9 minutes of speech in her 3 minute slot time and gave it to him just like the heavyweight champion, jab after jab after jab after jab till the knockout punch. That's the way you gotta fight. You have to know and have determination and faith in God to know that you are on the right side of history. In the LAPD, they were going around door to door to force vaccinate the useless eaters, people who are homebound, sick, mentally retarded. She talks about that at the Health and Freedom Conference. Made her sick, made me sick to watch it too, because the kids are just screaming and fighting and putting up resistance. But the people are doing it. I guess Jesus said it the best when he was crucified. They know not what they do. For if they did, how could they even form a thought to do it? Never mind complete the task. It's where it doesn't pay to be a useful idiot for the state that lies. And I hope and pray that we will see that message loud and clear before it's too late. And I hope it is not too late. We have a prayer announcement, too, we're hoping and praying, sent in to powerhour.com, where people can submit prayer requests at support@thepowerhour.com or call 1-877-817-9829, option 2, and submit your prayer request by telephone. This prayer request is for Carolyn Boyle and her family, that they ask that they be kept in your prayers. And for those of you of a mind, that's a good thing to do. And I'm of a mind, too. So, dear Lord, we raise Carolyn Boyle and her family to you in their time of need. And we ask that you provide everything they need to get through these times of crisis. Because after all, we are all brothers and sisters created by you. And as a body of such, we must stand together. We must fight for each other, pray for each other, and survive together. In your name we ask that. Thank you, God. These are difficult times because we are at war. It's a war that isn't well described. There was a gentleman at the conference, too. He described it, and I enjoyed his talk almost as a sermon, Jeffrey Prather, former Army officer, DEA, DIA intelligence officer, and whistleblower, and guy who had that living crap beat out of him by the deep state, and still stood up because he calls it just tempering. You're just tempering me to make me a better servant of God. He said, if you think insertions into enemy territory or foreign countries was tough and difficult, standing up for what's right against the insurmountable odds of the deep state is even tougher. And I know he's right. Been there. Still am. Made me stronger. Enabled me in ways I could never think possible. In the Power Hour news, we see France enabled the 1994 Rwandan genocide, says the report. And I know that because Canada was there big time. We had General Romeo Dallaire leading our forces. And they cut his force in half and evac'd half of them out to leave them more open. The reason they did that was so that you couldn't resist the plan. You didn't have the men, material, and equipment, and you weren't going to be reinforced. And that's my big issue with General Dallaire, who ended up being a senator here in Canada. He went through hell. Anybody who would even remotely be around Rwanda would have to go through hell, except for the people that did it, organized it. They are hell. But you're a general. And through history, great generals had to do many, many things. And had to do it with minimal resources. My favorite general doing that, who brought the British government to its knees, was General Charles Gordon in Khartoum. Great American actor, plays a role in a movie called Khartoum. He ended up being president of the NRA, so it's very worthwhile to watch. He was alone. He was the only soldier there. He called for reinforcements, and they told him to get out. He wouldn't, because he couldn't leave those people behind to face what was coming. And he knew they couldn't let one of their greatest generals be overwhelmed and destroyed without losing face, even though he had to give his life to get those reinforcements there. That was a day of supreme honor, a day of supreme loyalty to God and to your fellow man. And I would have hoped General Dallaire would have done the same thing. I talked to a soldier I knew who was in Rwanda. He was a sergeant major in the Canadian Army. I don't think he liked what I asked. I said, how could you let it happen? He said, well, we're under orders. But as a man, how can you stand there with a rifle that's got 30 bullets in the magazine and a whole bunch more and not pull the trigger? You see, if we're going to play poker, right now we're playing COVID poker. It's our lives of the clean against their lives of the dirty, and who's going to win at the end? And I have faith in my hand. My hand is God's hand, and it says we're coming through. And that the other ones, well, they're going to have to fold their hands soon because they got nothing in it. And I got something in my hand. And I would know, just like General Gordon, there's no way that they're going to let a Canadian general and even a small force be massacred by enemy combatants of one sort or another without a failure of government complete and total obliteration of the powers that be at that time, and that they're going to have to reinforce you. Because if they let you die, it's political suicide. And I know one thing else from being in tight spots. The bully's a coward, even if they outnumber you. When you're taking a pregnant woman and disemboweling her, cutting her baby to pieces, you're a hero. When you're going after the weak, the sick, the unarmed, who are at the height of terror and panic, it's easy for you. Till the nightmares come anyway. But I bet you bottom dollar, you start opening fire on those buggers and take a few of them out and teach them what a 5.56 millimeter bullet does to your guts, it's not going to be so much fun anymore. And they're going to back off. Because I'd rather die in battle than be haunted of the memories of watching what I just described before haunt me for the rest of my life. When you go in, it's like the Marines. We go in, but we all come out, dead or alive. That's the mindset you got to have. I'm there to protect you and look after you, and you're in trouble. Anytime I've had to do that, it's either we both die and go to paradise, or we both come out. There's no middle ground. And there ain't no orders against a crime against humanity. You stuff your orders and you do what God tells you is right. And then maybe Charlton Heston will come back from the grave and make a movie about you. And people will watch it. And you will be honored and revered and respected for eternity. And God will honor, respect, and revere you for eternity. UK opposition leader thrown out of pub in COVID row. Good. Because that's part of the pushback. And we're outnumbered because the idiots have the field. At least until the cold and flu season comes and then the poker game starts. And we see what a spike protein can really do or not do. And I'm sure about my bet. We'll be burying the dead. I will bring action against Maxine Waters for inciting violence if Pelosi doesn't. Kevin McCarthy. Well, good for you. Because, as I told you before, a large segment of the Democratic leadership has been controlled by a cult. The Jonestown cult. The People's Temple Church. Many of these people came from San Francisco, and Jimmy Jones ruled the worst in the Democratic sphere in California, which ultimately became control of the nation. And I do believe that his was an intelligence agency project. And then we're bearing the fruit of that right now. So instead of drinking the Kool-Aid, let's put in a hypodermic needle. And using the same tactics they use in a cult, you go to the big tent to drink your dose because you've been conditioned to do it. The only thing missing is instead of your local leaders, wherever they are, whatever they are, telling you to get vaccinated, in a way it should be a tape of Jimmy Jones shouting out, "White Knight, White Knight," the code words to come. And go through the death ritual. Antifa, a myth, an idea, not an organization. Well, what they are, they're the antithesis of Jimmy Jones's too. He used the Nation of Islam back in his day. It's just a street mob to go out, use pressure tactics on people, pound them into some sort of submission. That's part of the conditioning process, just like you tenderize meat. They tenderize you. They can tenderize you to cook you on the barbecue, or they can tenderize you to stand up like a man or woman and say, "I'm not getting down on my knees, sucker. I'm free." By
Biden administration to change immigration terms for alien assimilation. See, that's the big thing. Joyce used to have a saying a long time ago, you know, the only way to win the game is not to play. And I had to think about that and say, well, there's got to be an amendment to that. And they show that amendment. The only way to win the game is to change the rules so that you can't have a fair game. And because they're in control, it's not like you can't opt out and not play. You're stuck in it. Here are some of the things Democrats think are infrastructure now. Affordable housing, police accountability, computer chips, climate action, Supreme Court expansion, paid leave, child care, etc., etc., etc. They left out Swiss bank accounts and the Paradise Islands, but I get the feeling that's probably where a lot of those things might end up. It's just kind of the history of government, really. Bitcoin price crashes and massive cryptocurrency sell-off. Well, we talked about that last time up and what I think about those things and what they probably are. And maybe some good moral people started to rush to the door because I heard the United States government is selling mutilated baby guts. They've been doing it for a long time. That was in the Federalist. I saw that on InfoWars yesterday when the good Lord said, have a peek. And then, you know, you have to ask for massive forgiveness for your country and your fellow humans, if they are human, to even begin to think about that. And when our lawyer from the segment before called them Nazis, Mengele, evil, evil criminals, psychopaths, murderers of children, make no mistake about it. They are guarding the hen house. So they say that they're going after them for a crackdown on money laundering. And maybe that got something started, because it's probably the best money laundering operation you could probably have. But it's far worse than that. Far worse. And anyone who knows what's coming with this Mark of the Beast system, with the injection, they've heard of Microsoft's patent W02020060606. The thing, the neurological thing that hooks your brain to the cryptocurrency cloud, this is what it's all about. To make you into the human Borg. It'll be the ultimate form of slavery because it'll control your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and your servitude will be paid digitally, directly, while your body and all your movements are completely trapped in whatever means they want to trap them, as the good devil has ordained. And the only thing that can stop them is to break it, break the chains. Why do they call it blockchain? Because it's a chain. It's a chain to be put around your body. So they say, all right, this financial system's collapsing. We need a new one. So it's like going from the frying pan with fiat currency into the fire of cryptocurrency. It's going to burn us. Because we have to give up our sacred DNA and our purity. And when we do that, they were doing experiments. Another thing I saw in InfoWars, they were taking pieces of these dead babies and splicing them with mice. So, you know, those little cartoons where you had the little talking mice. Or maybe foretelling about things like that. Can you imagine that? And we allow this to happen on our watch. That we don't stand firm. And say enough is enough. That we cower in fear in whatever cage they put us and we're happy with that. I don't think so. That's never what made America. That's never what made freedom. That's never what made anything. It was courage. Fortitude. The old saying goes, when the going got tough, you had to get going harder and faster. You got to get moving. It isn't going to fall out of the sky. Freedom was never a gift from a kind benevolent dictator. That's what all those kings were. the most ruthless of dictators. Freedom was a trophy. Trophy from the people that broke away from it. And they want a reverse Moses. You got a word, osmosis, but I call it reverse Moses, to take us back into bondage. And this is the way they want to do it. And mostly it's by deception. But we have to have the strength and the courage to go to Pharaoh about these vaccines and say, let my people go! Because we will not be taken. And whatever few fools you've taken, well, like the good doctor said, their lemmings going over the cliff. No matter what you tell them, they're not going to listen. So it's their free will choice. A bad choice. Dogecoin traders whip up frenzy in push to $1. Well, as I was telling someone I know, even if they give them things away for a dollar and I can have $1 billion next week, I don't want it. Jesus said very, very clearly about the path and the money system. It's not the Federal Reserve. It's not gold. It's not silver. He said, walk away from it. Give it to the poor and just walk away from it. Then you return to the kingdom of heaven. And what does that tell me? There's no money there. And there still isn't. Think about that. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll see you on the other side of the break with Jeffrey Matt. God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.